questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. This is Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio, we have a very special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Karimi. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Now, in the religion of Islam, hijab is a very, we can say, crucial concept, which is very much merged with the body of the women. Whenever we say hijab, the women and the woman and the femininity comes to the minds of dear listeners and dear people all across the world. Now, the question is why the women should cover themselves, especially, we can't say, the parts which are attractive for the men, not to be attracted by the men, by the eyes of the men, to be gazed at, sexually abused or verbally abused.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. There are two concepts here. One of them is the issue of hijab, and the second issue is the fact that the men need to control their eyes. Now, some women argue that, okay, Islam should encourage men not to look sexually at women without hijab. So why do we need to practice hijab? The men should be encouraged more by Islam.
Yes.
And the point is that these are two separated issues. I mean, the issue of hijab by women, and of course, I will refer to the fact that hijab, according to the religion of Islam, is for both men and women.
Yes.
There are some only differences in the details. And controlling the eyes is, again, for both men and women. So these are two separated issues. And we cannot say that, okay, imagine that all women are practicing hijab. Does it mean that in that case, men are free to look at women with hijab in a sexual way?
Mm-hmm.
The answer is negative again.
Okay.
So it doesn't make any difference whether women are practicing hijab or not.
Okay.
The issue, the obligation of controlling the eyes is there.
Yes.
Whether they are practicing or not practicing. So the first point is that these are two separated mm-hmm. issues. The men should control their eyes.
Okay.
Also the women.
Yes.
Let me also refer to this point.
Yes.
The men should not cover their body as women should.
Okay.
But does it mean that women are allowed uh-huh. to see the men with a sexual way? The answer is again negative.
Okay.
So these are two separated issues. Both men and women should control their eyes, and both of them should practice hijab in a certain way, which is mm-hmm. different to some extent.
Here, the concept of chastity,
exactly.
effa and haya, is at work.
Definitely.
For both the men and the women. And as you said, controlling the eyes, not gazing, for example, at the body of the women. Of course, we are talking now in the Islamic, according to Islamic laws. In the yeah. Western world, in the secular world, something else is happening, unfortunately. Okay, and now, the woman cover themselves fully according to Islamic teachings. But it's still there are men who do not control their eyes and gaze. Still, there is a hope not to be attracted to the women with hijab, isn't it?
Exactly.
It is a barrier. It is an obstacle
yeah, sure.
on the way.
Of course,
okay.
let me just clarify one point, that when we say that fully, mm-hmm. There are some exceptions. Of course, the listeners should refer to the scholars that they follow. But mm-hmm. The famous idea is that they are allowed, it's not necessary for them to cover the face. And the hand from the wrist to the fingers uh-huh. is allowed for women not to cover. Yeah, now, regarding controlling the eyes, it is interesting to know that, as I mentioned, both men and women are commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do that. In chapter An-Nur, verse 30, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first of all, addressing men, says that, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, قل للمؤمنين يغضوا من أبصارهم. Tell the faithful men to cast down their looks.
Yes.
So, this passage of the verse has an interesting message too. Mm-hmm. At that time, for sure, women were practicing hijab. But yes. at the same time, men are asked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cast down their looks. Meaning that although they are practicing hijab, you're not allowed to look at them in a sexual way.
Yes. This is Surah Nur, isn't it?
Exactly.
Ayah 31, okay.
For women,
yes.
we have Ayah 31, وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْضُضْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ, and tell the faithful women to cast down their looks. Nowadays, unfortunately, many people, even many faithful women, they are negligent of this verdict that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explicitly is saying that, like men, you need to also cast down your looks, at least when it comes to sexual looks at non-mahram men. Okay. You're not allowed to do that.
Yes.
وَيَحْفَظْنَا فُرُوجَهُنْ and to guard their private parts. وَلَا يُبْدِينَ ذِينَتَهُنَّ and not to show their ornaments.
Yes.
Except for the mahrams. Yes. And وَلْيَضْرِبْنَ بِخُمُرْهِنَّ عَلَى جُيُوبِهِنَّ and
to cover their bosoms. Should,
exactly, yes. Their scarves over their bosoms. This is one of the verses referring to the concept of hijab.
That's right.
So according to these two verses, first of all, both men and women are asked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cast down their looks. And second of all, in a more special way, women are asked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cover themselves. So hijab is there for both men and women.
That's right.
But of course, when it comes to women, there are more limitations here, if
yes.
we may put it this way. And I think nowadays, all the people, even the extremist feminists, agree
yes.
that... I mean, when it comes to sexual attraction,
yes.
women comes first.
That's
women
right.
come first before men.
Okay.
And I mean, no one can deny this fact.
Yes.
Although you may go through all these feminist ideas and so forth and so on and so forth,
yes.
at the end of the day, no one can deny the attractive dimensions of the body of women. And
that's
that
right.
is why we have some differences in details, like covering head and some part of the body when it
yes.
comes to women, and the men are allowed to show those parts.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Even in these new movements, like, for example, Me Too, or My Body, My Choice, My
yeah.
Body, My Will, or something like that, the women are referring to themselves as victims, okay? This is we can say, a point that they call themselves sexually abused victims,
mm-hmm.
or, for example, sexually harassed victims. They call themselves as victims. So victim, why? Why be looked as a prey, and why, for example, there is a hunter, a pervert
exactly.
hunter over there? Because they are attracted to your body, especially the private parts of the women. And this nudity, according to the new feminists, is really, we can say, has made a way for the perverts, especially the sexual ones, in order to attack, to rape, to assault the women, both sexually, verbally, especially in the Western world. This is according to the official statistics,
exactly,
which the psychologists and the sociologists show.
Yeah, that's reminded me of another point that some women say that, okay, I mean, if you're without hijab, then the men gradually will be used to see such
mm-hmm.
bodies and there is
okay.
no attraction anymore. But as you rightly mentioned, the statistics in the countries where hijab is not practiced,
yes.
where there is no chastity,
yes.
is against this claim.
Yes.
I mean, when it comes to some actresses
okay.
and singers, I mean, they themselves have confessed and
yes.
referred to the fact that they were abused by men.
Yes.
Now, the question is that no one is practicing hijab in such countries.
Okay.
Why men didn't stop harassing
yes.
and abusing the women?
Yes.
And so I think the statistics is telling us that, I mean, the reality of men and women
mm-hmm.
does not change through the years.
Yes.
I mean... Women are attractive.
Yes.
Even if, I mean, they do not practice hijab for a long term, it doesn't mean that the men are going to be used and they are not
yes.
going to be provoked, sexually speaking. No, this is, a nature in
yes.
the...
Even in the Western world, non-Muslim lands, there is law for dress
sure,
code.
Sure,
for dress code. For example, they cannot be fully naked.
Exactly.
Or for example, just look at the actors and actresses in the movie industry, okay? The naked scenes are most of them, 90% of them, are not played by them themselves. They got a stunt
yeah.
or pornographers, okay? So at least there is a type of chastity, okay, observed over there But unfortunately, the young generation are attracted to, we can say, these sexual parts, and they think that this is the reality of the world around. This is not so. The red lines are still over there.
Exactly. So okay. I believe that, I mean, when we listen to some of these actresses nowadays, yes. They have, I mean, that was interesting. Yes. One of them recently says that how she was harassed and abused by yes. different people throughout her life. And she herself said that they wanted me for my body and something,
yes.
so on and so forth.
Yes.
So I think this is a great confession about the philosophy of hijab. So mm-hmm. the philosophy of hijab is exactly there.
Yes.
Women are attractive for men. And at least one of the reasons for hijab is that it is going to prevent, as you rightly mentioned, the pervert
yes.
people.
Yes.
I mean, sexual issues.
Yes.
From abusing and harassing such women.
Mm-hmm.
As for the other point is that the dear listeners who asked this question said mm-hmm. that okay, tell men that. To
cast down their looks
yes. and let us be free.
Free.
Now the answer is that okay. Let's imagine that hijab is not an obligation upon women. Everyone uh-huh. is free. Is there any guarantee that the men will cast down their looks and will not abuse you?
No, impossible.
You? There is no guarantee. No. And the realities of the world nowadays yes. in the Western countries is telling us that. Okay, the women are free, but doesn't mean yes. that we have all committed men.
Okay.
No. The reality is that if you are not practicing hijab, then at least the possibility of you being harassed by another man
yes.
is more, at least.
And the danger for the family foundation, because when a woman asks for nudity
mm-hmm.
and we can't say being free in terms of the dress code, then what happens if her own husband gets into the street and look at the other women? Okay? So yeah. how you can control it, okay?
Yeah.
So the rights that you're asking for would damage the foundation of the family first, yourself, your brother, your son, your daughter, okay? I mean, the close friends and families around yourself. And then the society in general.
Yeah, if I may give the dear listeners some examples.
Yes.
Imagine that you have a bottle of perfume and just you just open it.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, the area is filled with that smell. And then you want to ask all the people who are in that room, please do not smell this perfume.
Yes.
Or please ask the olfactory cells of your body not to smell this perfume. It's not possible. So if we compare women to that
perfume, yes.
the same is true. You cannot imagine that, okay, all the women are free to wear whatever they want.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we preach the idea of nudity and okay. ask men, please do not look at them. Please do not harass them. Do not abuse them.
Yes.
It's not possible.
Okay.
A hungry person goes to a restaurant with all different foods. He's
yes.
too hungry. And then you just ask him not to eat anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's not possible. So at least one of the philosophies of hijab is for preventing, the chastity of women not to be harassed and abused by
yes.
Women,
okay.
by
that's,
men.
That's all right. Thank you very much. Hijab is a kind of, we can say, protection and not limitation. You know, this is what Islam wishes for, both women and men. And in today's world, the concept of chastity and honor is really important, especially in today's world for the, we can say, young generation. We hope that, inshallah, it is observed by the Muslims too, all around the world. Thank you much, Sheikh Karimi, for a nice elaboration. It was very kind of you.
My pleasure.
And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program, Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/en/call of Islam page. The another episode. God bless you all. Fi amanallah. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li aliyin wa husayin wa hasan. Li aliyin wa husayin wa hasan. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن
كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين.